All right, here we are. We're live. We are. We're live on Monroe Road. We just came out of Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them.
Yes,
there's all four of us here. Yeah. Tiffles, I guess this is your second time seeing it.
Yeah.
And then first time. Now, did you read the book?
The book, yeah, the book's like 30 pages long. It's not like
it's a kid's book, right?
It's not really a book. It's more like a list of beasts and where to find them. It's literally where to find.
Suitcase is the answer.
So this,
yes, apparently so. You can find them in Newt's suitcase.
not Newt Gingrich, no. But although I don't know if those are fantastical beasts in his cabinet.
Can we put Newt Gingrich in and Newt Scamander's suitcase?
I have a special room for him. Yes. So overall impressions.
I liked it. I was wondering how they would turn this slim 40-page listing of creatures into three movies. So this is basically a brand new story.
Right.
It's kind of nice walking into a quote-unquote Harry Potter film without a book.
Yes.
So
everybody's
don't know
on
what's
an equal
happen.
Playing field. Yeah.
They're
going
to make three movies out of this?
Yes.
Oh.
You did not know that.
No, I did not. Yeah, I like the beasts. I didn't really think there was a substantial movie around to go around it.
That's kind
but
of
I did love the beasts. I loved them. So.
I loved... go ahead.
It's not that I didn't like the film. I love the world enough that I don't mind just sitting there for 2 hours and being in the world.
Yeah.
But this is a pretty... As a movie, it's a very slim movie.
Yeah.
The plot is very thin.
Yeah. I, too, loved the world, but I did find myself at times going... I could probably get a drink and not miss too much.
Right.
And that's not usually how I feel.
No.
Written and produced by J.K. Rowling.
Mm-hmm.
Not co-written like the play was.
Yeah.
I thought Dan Fogler, who played Jacob, was amazing.
The non-mage or the muggle in
this case. Yeah. So in this world, it's in the USA.
Yeah.
There is a whole separate wizard world and different sets of rules. They have a president, they have different rules, and instead of a muggle, you are a non-mage or a non-mage. So definitely that. But yeah, I love Dan Fogler. I actually didn't mind the little cutesy girl. I thought actually it was well done, and I actually liked her better than the main female lead. But yeah, the story was slim, but the world was fabulous.
Yeah. It's really nice to see a different country and a different set of rules and a different time.
Yes.
Because this is set in the 1920s.
Right.
Prequel.
It was a prequel because Albus Dumbledore was
a teacher. Mm-hmm.
So aren't eventually Dumbledore and Grindelwald like lovers or something?
Technically speaking, yes.
I hope we see that next film.
Well, yeah. They're going to, of course, continue with Grindelwald, obviously. Everyone knows the casting decision there.
I didn't know, actually.
Okay, I did know. It was announced.
I knew, too.
Yeah. Really?
Because I saw the movie.
Yeah.
So, spoiler alert, if you don't want to know who plays Grindelwald, Johnny Depp.
Well, Colin Farrell.
Colin Farrell turns into Johnny Depp.
Yes.
Thankfully not doing a Jack Sparrow impersonation, which I think is a first in a very long time.
Oh.
Yeah.
True.
But you only see him for 5 minutes, so who knows? Maybe we'll see more of that next movie.
Yeah.
But I agree. I really love Dan Fogler. I'm a huge fan of Dan Fogler from way back when I first saw him in Fanboys.
See, I didn't remember him from that, and then maybe it was the 1920s look that he looked different enough.
Yeah.
That I just was like, okay, I could totally like have a world around him. And I love the fact that even though he was a non-mage,
held his own.
Yeah, he held his own.
Yeah.
He really did. And I really felt like there was a certain sincerity to his role. He was very comfortable being the character he was.
Yeah.
And it was believable that that character would so quickly adapt to the world that he found himself in.
Yeah.
So I thought that was pretty cool. All right, Tiffles, non-muggle opinion here. What did you think? Having sat through it twice now.
Yeah. I liked it. I agree. I think the story is a little thin. I will say I'm much more in the camp of being a fan of Eddie Redmayne than the reception I seem to have read about. People find him sort of unapproachable and not personable. I think
I thought he was adorable. Yeah.
I think, well, he's Eddie Redmayne.
I did find myself a little obsessed about how wide his mouth was and how that happened.
His mouth has always been like that.
Yeah, no, it has, but because the story was thin and you weren't so plot driven,
you were
world driven.
Everything
I could notice things that I hadn't noticed.
I do think his performance is a little too aw shucks. There were times where I was just like, oh God, stand up straight.
Yeah,
you can stand up straight.
Yeah. Well,
and shy wizard, yes.
To be that shy of a wizard and then to play such a pivotal role in the storyline, it didn't make sense. So,
but you know, his character will grow because you've got three movies of him,
right?
Because it will be the Fantastic Beasts trilogy, so he's going to be.
I heard that he's going to be the third in the three-way between.
Yeah, they get on that grinder and
No,
oh,
no.
Dear.
It's no bad.
And
not knowing that man.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay, so moving right along there. If you're listening to this and it's turkey time, happy Thanksgiving. We are thankful to you for listening and we hope you'll come back after hearing that comment from Tiffles.
So, all right. Are we done or are we going to give it a grade?
Go ahead, give it a grade.
I'm going to give it a B.
I'm going to give it a B.
Give it a B minus for the B's, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I would be around a B too. I you know, I'm getting geeker and I'm not like
yeah.
So yeah, I give it a B.
All right.
Sounds good.
So, happy Thanksgiving.
Gobble gobble.
Gobble gobble gobble.